White Sox and Giants on Saturday. Chicago celebrating Tim Raines. It would be a big night for Jose Abreu starting in the first inning.
Now the pitch is swinging. There's a high drive in a deep right center field. That is really hit a long way. Still going. It is gone into the Giants bullpen. The 29th home run of the year for Abreu. And that gives the White Sox a 1-0 lead.
He swings. It's a drive down the right field line toward the corner. This one is gone. That one really hurts, and Samardzija is furious. Snaps at the ball. He gets a new one from the home plate. He gives up a 3-run homer to the leadoff man, and this is a 5-0 White Sox lead, the third home run that Samardzija has allowed.
Now, there's a drive in the deep right center field by Garcia. That's got a chance way back there. It's gone. The fourth home run in the first 5 innings of this game for the White Sox. And this time, Avisail Garcia takes one the other way. 6-0, Chicago.
Here's a swing and a high drive against the wind to left field. Slater back at the wall. It is gone. Moncada shows off that power and launches one. Josh Osich has faced two hitters, given up a triple and a homer. 8-1 White Sox.
Fastball lined into right center field, a base hit. Through an 0-2 fastball up and right over the middle. That one rolls all the way out to the wall. Scoring from third, Engel. Here comes Sanchez. He scores. The throw to third, not in time. It's a triple for Abreu and a 12-1 lead for the White Sox. And that gives Abreu a cycle. He needed a triple to hit for the cycle, and he was not stopping until he got it.
The White Sox end a 5-game losing streak as they pound the Giants by a 13-1 final. Jose Abreu goes 4-for-5, drives in 3, scores 3 runs. He has the 7th cycle of the 2017 season, becoming the 6th in White Sox history to do it.